All right, Colin Park, I feel like you've had some good Daytona rides in the past. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like there's been some good rides here for you.
Yeah, and I came in expecting that and did the complete opposite today. Like, from the start, I struggled so bad. I don't know why. I haven't changed anything on my motorcycle, and all of a sudden, I forgot how to ride today. Honestly, ended up P10 today, and, like, it sucks, but I'll take it because of how, like, rough my day was going.
So if somebody said, hey, like, after qualifying, you're going to get 10th tonight, you take it?
Yeah, I'll take it for sure. I mean, obviously, far from where I want to be, but just based on how my day was going, it's I got to take it, you know?
So was it track, bike, yourself? Like, what was it that kind of made it rough?
I would say it's mostly on me, 90% me, and then 10% just, like, I just kind of struggle with the track, honestly. Like, I didn't race last year, obviously, because I was hurt. But the other two times I've been at Daytona, I loved it. Yeah. Like, did great. And, I just didn't gel today.
I heard a lot of complaints about the track being, like, really, like, the transitions were weird on the jumps, and the jumps were big.
Yeah.
And the transitions were weird. Did you find that?
Yeah, 100%. And, I mean, dude, it's just so soft. I think it's because Dirtworks does it now. So they build it the week of where, like, a few years ago, they would start, like, I think a week or two before. So it gave the time for the dirt to, like, kind of bake in the sun. So I think that's why it's just so soft, and then there's such big jumps, so it's pretty scary. I mean, dude, the rhythms today, there were a lot of options, but it was a little scary, I can't lie.
And then you got to add the ruts and everything else.
Well, and then plus, like, Daytona being the black dirt at nighttime, it's a little hard to see. So, yeah, it was a sketchy day. My dad's just stoked I made it through healthy, and so am I. So, but, yeah, like I said, 10th, not where I want to be, but for the way the day went, I'll take it.
Showdown next week.
Yeah, showdown next week. It's going to be all about starts and just having a good heat race. I want to go straight in from the heat. And, I'm looking forward to it, though. That's a good opportunity. I feel like the showdowns are always, like, weirdo races. So if I can get out of the gate, put myself in good position, I think, you know, good things happen. And I didn't do that tonight. I actually flinched and, like, jumped the gate.
Oh, okay.
And then I start on starting blocks. I jumped the gate so bad. I wasn't even on my blocks before the gate dropped. And then, and then the red flag actually kind of screwed me because Forkner crashed first turn. Then I, like, went around him, and then Anstey, like, kind of dive-bombed me, rightfully so, right into the rhythm. Rolled it, got passed by two more guys, and I'm like, dude, what is going on? So, like, yeah, I got a little screwed, but
I don't really know what happened to Forkner there. I was kind of like, huh?
Yeah, but, dude, I'll give it. That first turn was ice, and I think he just tried to go for the pass and just slid out. So, but, yeah.
All right, man. Well, hey, cool. Thank you for this, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Thanks.